Thank you. So, may I kindly ask you to sit, and we are going to start this afternoon spotlight session. Ladies in the back, are you with us? So let's start, ladies and few gentlemen. Distinguished delegates, welcome to this spotlight session on AGD, not just an acronym, Age, Gender, Disability and Diversity, what cross-cutting themes mean in practice. Let me welcome you on behalf of all organizers. It's really an honor for me to participate and moderate this very important session, and I would like to thank all the organizers, who are many to announce here, but I thank them all for making this event possible. I'm also humbled to be joined by remarkable speakers here who will share their stories, experience, and advices on the subject. I have a couple of housekeeping announcements to start with. There is an interpretation in English and French, and there will be one video link of one participant who was not able to join us here. So now, to the order of the day, I would like to say just a few words on introduction ahead of launching into the important discussion with our distinguished panel. So forced displacement and humanitarian crisis in general have different impacts upon women, girls, boys, and men. And each individual's attributes contribute to their means of managing with the experience, their understanding of their capable to cope, and their ability to define their needs. So those attributes are their individual gender, age, possibly disability, sexual orientation, as well as their displacement and citizen status. So young and adolescent women may be at particular risk of early marriage, sexual abuse, or lack of access to the basic services. So boys and young men may be at risk of forced recruitment or subjected to sexual violence. And LGBTIQ individuals might be subjected to sexual and gender-based violence. Also, persons with disabilities may face particular issues in accessing aid. As such, humanitarian assistance and also the nexus with the development and peace provided to individuals must be inclusive, taking into account age, gender, disability, and diversity. And in doing so, it must recognize how approaches must be adapted to their needs and their capacities. As you all know, the EU is strongly committed to inclusive humanitarian assistance. And since 2014, we've been working with a humanitarian gender age marker, and also we are one of the major humanitarian donors. I will not take more of your time with introduction, but I am going to introduce the speakers. Turning to our speakers, I would like to thank each of one of them for being here and for being willing to share their experiences and help us find ways to move to more effective deliverers of humanitarian aid. So let me first introduce the panel. We have on my left Nujin Mustafa, who is from Syria and is an advocate for the refugee youth. In 2019, she became the first person with disability to brief the UN Security Council, and she won Alison DeForges Award for Human Rights Watch. Very much welcome here. Then we have Aziza, who is Rohingyas and works as a primary school teacher in Sydney, Australia. She is passionate in assisting refugee women to go to school. Welcome to you as well. Then we will have John, who is not present, but will join us from the video conference. And he fled his home in Burundi in 2015 and has been in Tanzania for the last 4 years. This is the third time John has had fled his home, and John is really representative of the older refugees group. He will be complemented by Dr. Melika Eldin, who is a refugee representative from Australia. And then we have Karim, who is also from Syria and is a volunteer ambassador and Plan International Germany, advocating for protection and the rights of refugee children. And the last one is Andrea, who is a lawyer from the Republic of El Salvador and a refugee herself in the European Union, and she's involved in issues concerning LGBTIQ refugees community. So thank you for being here, and let me pass the floor to the speaker. So Nujin, if I can start with you, can you tell us, please, how humanitarian actors are prepared to assist with the disabilities and how that has affected you? And we would really be honored if you can suggest how to improve our responses. Please, the floor is yours.